And you tell me, who am I speaking to? And
oh, pardon, John Alden.
John Alden.
Aye.
Yeah, you're one of the founders of...
Well, one of the earlier ones here, that's all. Just travel over at the outset. But it did mean I were present for that. It was very good to get a harvest in our first year. Had a lot of hardship early on. So that sort of thing makes you want for it.
Yeah? Can you tell me about the hardship?
Well, I mean, we come over, we was quite well delayed. There were delays at the beginning, delays on the later part. We weren't meant to be here, we were meant to be down near Hudson's River. But this place seemed provident once we finally did find it. We got ourselves in, started building houses in the winter, but a lot of people come ill. We lost about half our number by the time we were into warm weather again. You know, my wife's own parents and brother, we weren't married at the time, but she lost all her family or was orphaned here. But once we did get a harvest in, not only is it something better than what you've been eating for months and months, all them dried and salted things you've got to be living off of, but you just, you know, it's a pleasantness, you know, it's an acknowledgement that you're able to grow enough to survive, right? You're able to get a hold of enough. You're able to hunt all these waterfowl that start showing up in the fall. The Indian corn comes up, and it comes up well, even if the English corn, you know, the wheat and the barley and the rye and all don't come up that well. So, seemed good and meat to celebrate that. So, sent some man out, fowling, that sort of thing. And I know not what drew them in exactly, perhaps a gunshot and everything, but the native king, the one we'd come into alliance with, name of the Massasoit, or title, I suppose, more, he brought 90 men, which is more than we even had living here at the time. And, yeah, it seemed good, and I think it's their custom as well. Someone arrives to you, you provide for them, right? You give them something. Now, he sent out some of his own men, which was quite good by us, brought in deer and the like, to kind of buffer it, and there was a few days of feasting.
Which, a whole buffalo?
Hmm?
A whole buffalo?
Oh, deer.
A whole deer?
No, no, what the other is, Master.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right.
So they brought in a whole deer?
Oh, at least one. There might have been more. Memory gets a bit fogged with the time. You look back on it pleasantly, though.
So there were 90 of them, and how many of you?
Oh, at the time we had around 50.
Oh, my God.
You know, and at that point we was... There was a lot of, you know, men and children. Women took the worst of it in our first winter here, so...